This is a sidebar. Side note, if you haven't already, I just dropped Whose Line Is It 8. And for the people who wondering what happened to the video, alright, this is the Wrapped Edition 2023 for Spotify. Here we go.
Oh, thank you. TV Raps, what's the haps on the cracks? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7-Eleven.
All right, here we go. It has a sharing option. So if you have Spotify, it doesn't matter if you have premium or not, you can get this every year. And right now, it has like different ways I can choose how I want to put it out. 19. So I'll run this. I'm going to do a rundown one more time. I'm looking at the cool features. Alright, so here we go. Top artist: NF, Eminem, Jay-Z, Nas, Dax. Top songs: Motto, Hope, I Can, It Was a Good Day, Takeover. Minutes listened: 19,861. Top genre: Hip-Hop. Alright, here's my top artists, 1 through 5. 1, NF. 2, Eminem. 3, Jay-Z. 4, Nas. And 5th, Dax. Okay, has anyone ever told you that you're a great listener? What? Who? Me? Yeah, you. That's what it says. Has anyone ever told you that you're a great listener? Well, you are. You spent 2,561 minutes with podcast this year. Oh boy, here we go. Okay, my top four podcast, coming in at number four is Underground Chicago Radio with Rudolph. Third is Justin's Eye on Entertainment. And you guys should be able to guess the last number two and number one. Number two is Bill Burr Monday Morning Podcast. And number one is obviously mine. It's mine because I have to listen to it. I don't have to listen to it. I mean, I like to listen to it because I want to make sure it sounds good for you guys. Yeah, that's a fucking great excuse. No. Everybody should listen to their work and their creation to make sure when it goes out proper. Let's go. You listen. Okay, so, what? Okay, this doesn't make sense, but you listen for 1,496 minutes. This is my show. Listen to this. This is my show, the Jimmy James Show, A to Z. You listened for 1,496 minutes. You're a top 11% fan. Let's turn this into a two-way conversation and say thanks. I'm not going to thank myself, but honestly, yeah. I thought I'd at least be number, like, I don't know, top 1%. I couldn't even make my own fucking time. Whatever, let's go. 2023 was a feast for your ears. You listened to 38 genres. How did your taste stack up? And I'm a soldier at war. I'm making sure you don't try to battle me no more. Got concrete rhymes, been rapping for 10 years. And even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MC can't win. I make them rust like tin. They call me Jaws. My hat is like a shark's fin. Because I'm bad as can be. Got my voice on wax. Some brothers think he's making records. Now he must have relaxed. I couldn't, I shouldn't. And it'll stay that way. The best. This year, listening took you places. Here's how you spent time with them across the year. Uh-oh. All right, so my top genres. Coming in number one, hip-hop. Number two, rock. Number 3, rock and roll. Number 4, soul. And last but not least, hardcore hip hop. Okay. For what I am, instead of ignorant top comments you see on a gram, I'm a once in a lifetime type of man who actually cares about the content and all the fans. I guess it doesn't matter. They piss poor, weak bladder. I gotta keep them at bay like the Packers. Any guesses? It says, I'm gonna say NF. I believe it was NF because of the Hope album. Number 1, NF. Peak listening month, April. Bitchy! Listening to, but not no more. Them days of history. Skip the red carpet. You looking for me? And one place, listen, just like you. Wait, quit giving more when you got nothing left. It's a person that'll take a chance on something they were talking never happened. It's a person that can see the bright side through the dark times when there ain't one. It's when someone who ain't never had nothing ain't afraid to. Yep. Say hello to your top artist, NF. You're a top 1% fan, and you spent 2,308 minutes together. Holy shit, you're top 1% fan. That's actually pretty dope to be, like, the top 1%. I mean, the top 1% can mean a lot of people, but still, to make the 1% is, like, wow. Just... wow. Here we go.
For grown looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be.
Okay, so you played, this is all me personally, 505 songs in the year 2023. It felt like I played more, but let's see. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitate. Even make a bit real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone type. And there was one that you really connected. Your top song was Motto by NF. You played it 142 times this year, starting on April 8th. That's when he dropped, and still sounds perfect, that's what it says. That's when he dropped his new album on Easter. Bitchy. Oh, yeah. Would have gave anything to be respected by the artist I was listening. All right, so my top 5 songs of the year of 2023. This is top 5 songs. Was Motto, obviously. Second was Hope from NF, the name of the album. Third was I Can by Nas. Fourth was It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Getting a little nostalgic. And last but not least, again, Jay-Z with Takeover. With too much rain, but you had room in your heart for more than one favorite. Oh, yes, I did. And yes, I do. I am not a quitter. You didn't really think that, did ya? Maybe someday I could even be up on the radio. Have a tour bus and maybe even play a couple shows. Why stop there? Here's a playlist of all the songs you loved. Jay-Z coming in number 3, peak listening month, April. What along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are. Not for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said, time is a construct, but we keep track anyway. My total listening, I listened for 19,861 minutes of music. Coming at number 4 is Nas. Peak listening month, May.
Street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Trunk of the car, we got the...
And number 5 is Dax. Peak listening month, November.
And why the hell's it taking so long? Why do I hurt? Why is there pain? Why does everything good always have to change? Why does everybody try to profit off another...
You peaked on April 25th at 485 minutes, and you were in the top 19% of listeners worldwide. Nice. I actually think I dropped. I think I was like 9 or 10%, but 19% worldwide. Wow. That's just like, wow. That's 13 days nonstop. Number 2, Eminem. Peak listening month, May.
Painting or getting washed like a thicker, thicker, like bathing. Young Hova, I know hitters like Yankees. Gun toed, the pull triggers like crazy. Unloaded, leave you shot up in your Rover. Your body goes limp and slumps over like A-Rod.
Hold up. Someone's on the other line.
Your boy Dax and we back at it like a bad habit, man. I want to thank each and every single one of you for listening to your boy Dax this year. Time is the only commodity in this world that once you give, you can't get back. So the fact that you guys gave me your time and allowed me to be in your ears and give you music that's a soundtrack to your life means the world to me, man. Let's keep spreading. This is music for the people, spread by the people. It's Dax!
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's why I love Dax. He is not sold out. He stays committed. He's nonstop on YouTube. Fucking awesome. You listened to 289 artists this year, but one came out on top. I wonder who.
Honey, I'm critical, never typical. If you give a dab every syllable, I'm a criminal. Intimate, but never political, pretty visual. Even if you hate it, I make you feel like you're in it, though. You call me what you want, but never call me forgettable. Leave you deep in thought, I can never swim in the kiddie pool. Wait, I've been thinking the cinematic is beautiful, man. I don't know if I'm making movies or music videos.
Yeah, the sales can rise.
Now let me have it, that boy.
Hear me, I ain't no senator songs.
Start the clown, I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
And that place, people were from... I hope I don't butcher this. Kamloops, Canada. People there are far more likely to be fans of NF, Dax, and Eminem. That's Kamloops, Canada. All right. Thanks, guys. That was just the bonus of my Wrapped 2023. A little different than they did in 2022 and 2021 is when they started. But, yeah, pretty cool. If you can, go follow me on the Jimmy James Show A to Z. I will drop the link. Obviously, it will be there. And I'm also on TikTok now. I'm getting into that. And I'm also going to be doing text-to-speech. I promise you, they will be way better, and when you hear the text-to-speech, you're actually going to hear it in a more proper voice, not that robot shit. So, let's see. I'm actually working on one right now, even though I'm supposed to have 2 weeks off here, but anyway... Gotta go. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is Jimmy James saying peace out. Much love, much respect. See ya, season 13. Peace.
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Alright, sorry. I am so sorry. We are going to now listen to the rapped version of the podcast realm. You gotta be kidding me. One second. Alright, there's no sound, so I'll put some music behind this. This is just for people, or really, okay, this is for Spotify. I don't know if this is counting, Spotify for podcasters. So, alright, the Jimmy James Show A to Z, your rap is here. Let's go. In 2023, people were really, really feeling what you do. Well, that's nice. Ready? Let's take it from the top. Speaking of top, your top episode was Beatdowns versus Jimmy James. Holy shit, really? My speaking of top, your top. This is not like close to the top. This is the top. So wait a minute. Jimmy James versus Beatdowns versus Jimmy James. Holy shit. I am surprised. I mean, a little bit. So that's cool. So that means like you guys like what I do out there. I mean, I'm not saying everything, but that's awesome because I have so much better shit now. Here we go. It was streamed. Holy shit. And this does not count me because I'm already count as one view. So, it was streamed 478% more than your average episode, which is like kind of like, eh. That's fine. Thank you. Just want to thank everybody. Let's hear it for the new fans. Uh-oh. I don't know. Here we go. Let's see what it says. 67% of your listeners discovered you in 2023. That is fucking amazing. Thank you so much. Wow. I am honestly honored, flabbergasted. I just want to thank God. I just want to thank the people, and I couldn't do this without the producer and the host. And I did all this, but seriously, guys, everybody out there, like the person who's listening to me right now, why I'm saying this. This is fucking awesome because I don't know if I'm gonna put this on as a fucking bonus for season 12 or not, but I ended season 12, so this might open up season 13. 67% of your listeners discovered you in 2023. All right, here we go. Really, thank you. How does it feel to have... Oh, wow. How does it feel to have gone global? It does feel amazing. Honestly, compared to, I'm sorry, you know what, I'm gonna be humbled here for a second, seriously, guys. I know a lot of podcasters out there who are only in, like, three, four countries. I do not know how I got in all these countries. You were streamed in 5 countries. Oh, wow. That is awesome. United States was your top country with 98% of your total streams. Thank you. Usually it's United States, but I just hit 43, maybe 44 countries. I was just counting. Now, I'm sorry I didn't do a figuring it out in analytics part 3, but I will do that for season 13. Alright, on to the next. Your listeners have good taste. Oh,
obviously. Of course they do. So what else? I'm sorry. So what else are they into? Ooh, let's find out. I gotta go up, and then it comes up. Okay, here we go. Your listeners' top podcast genres. Genre. I love saying that. Where? Here's the three. Coming in at number three was news. I don't do news, really. Coming in at number two was, this is under me, society and culture. And coming in at number one, which is my number one thing, because you can pick, you know, your tags or whatever, like a couple, only so many, like three or four, whatever. I think three. Coming in at number one, you guys should know this, because this is just straight podcasting. This is not music. Number one was comedy. Yes, comedy. And I am, that's my number one thing. All right, and then society and culture. And then news, I guess. I had personal stories, but it wasn't there. All right, that was your listeners' top podcast genres. Here we go to the next. Okay, this is all new to me. This is all live. I have not seen this yet. Your listeners' top music genres. What? Fuck. We're coming in at number three, rock. Number two, pop. And number one, rap. Maybe that's why you guys like the beatdowns. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. Oh, did you now? Did you? I know a couple you did. Even the people I know in IRL, and I want to always say thank you for that. Okay, here we go. Your pod, putting this down because I got to hit the buttons. All right, so before it gets ahead of me, your podcast was shared all over. 49% direct link. That's getting out there. That's half the work. Half the work is getting your podcast out there. 49% direct link. 27% Facebook, 18% other, 3% WhatsApp, what's up app, 3% just by text, I guess, and that's it. That's pretty cool. This is the first time I've never seen this. This is new this year. I knew this is probably going to come up. In fact, your most shared episode was, wow, another good moment. Your most shared episode was The Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person Part 2. That was that was a hell of an episode. I remember doing that episode, and after the editing, I was like, that, like, I felt good about that episode, even though it wasn't like super special, like, but for some reason I had a feeling that this might take off after I've done this, you know. So I'm gonna try to stick to the episodes that are working. Honestly, I really thought beatdowns and stuff wasn't working. I was wrong. There's a lot of views, but I don't know, man. Anyway, I'm humbled on that. Thank you for sharing that episode. That, in that particular episode, all the episodes you shared. Thank you. All right, next. Your podcast rating was... Oh, I can feel the love. The rating was 4 out of 5 stars, 4.9. Aww. It was 5 stars, and I have a feeling why it went down, and that's just the way people gotta get you. They gotta get you that way. Not me personally, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. That's pointless. Thank you for that and the ratings. Not like I have thousands of ratings, even though I should by now, but like I said, Spotify and all this is new. Here we go, on to the next. I'm going to check this, make sure there's still recording. Yeah, I'm over 10 minutes again. All right, your list. What the hell happened there? I hate when it does that.
This year, your listeners did more than just listen. They got talking. No, really, they did? Oh, what are you guys talking about? Huh? What are you guys talking about? Alright, so wait. It's okay. They got talking. I don't know if this does it by itself. Do I hit the button or... You published 15 polls, which received 27 votes. Yeah, I don't get too many votes. I appreciate the votes, though, because it's, you know, Spotify only. You created 18 Q&As, and which received 4 responses. Like I said, that's fine. That's strictly Spotify. And I do, before I go on, I do appreciate the people, actually Eddie was like one of the guys from the TBD podcast network. He replied, and I like it because he actually, he hit me, like he told me what he thought about my episode, and that is something I respect. I can take criticism. You could be when I move the mic, I make it go higher. You could be 1,000% wrong, but I still will respect you more if you just be honest with me. Seriously. And I will be honest with you. Respectfully honest. Here we go. Pop quiz. What episode got the most audience engagements? For Faith, that was one. Beatdowns. Wow. Beatdowns Crazy Eights. Wow. I remember that bit, the Beatdown Crazy Eights, because I made eight tracks, which took me like a day. Like a whole fucking day to make 8 tracks. Wow. Oh, I knew this was already coming up. Remixed Basements Ramblings of a Crazy Person Part 3. And the reason why I had to remix it is because the person... somebody asked me to take something out, and I respectfully did, because I would not do that. I'll say things, and I'll say shit all day long, but if somebody asks me to take something out that's personal to them, it's done. I just gotta edit it or whatever. All right, let's get on to the next. Is there any more? For Faith is correct. Oh, it asked me to select. Listeners joined in 7 times. It wasn't like it was just a special episode for her. Are you a gardener? Uh-oh, I wonder why. Let me guess what the joke is. Are you a gardener? Because I'm digging myself a... I was going to stay positive. I'm digging myself into a spiraling mad... Ah, fuck it, let's go. Are you a gardener? ? Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year, plus 73. Oh my God. All right. Your podcast saw some nice growth this year, plus 73% followers. Thank you. And plus 11% listeners. Thanks. I appreciate that. I really do. Honestly, I didn't do as many podcasts as I wanted to do, shows as I wanted to do. I hate calling podcasts. But, you know, it's what happens when you start getting life and shit. Okay, can't forget to give a shout out to your biggest fans. What? Yes, my biggest fans. Who are they? You're a top 10 podcast for 23 fans. Oh, it's saying for me. Okay. All right.
can't forget to give out. I've shouting you out so many times. My biggest fans as of recently, of the year, I'm going to say, I don't know if this person is, but Faith, her friends, Justin, Cody, new was Eddie, I believe, Rudolph, I believe, I'm saying this one, I mean, I believe is like, cause I know we all kind of stick together, and, any fan or any person out there who has listened to my show in my area is what I'm saying right now. And I'm talking about people up at Wawa. I was actually talking to this. He's a kid. I'm excited. He's a man or a guy or whatever. But this kid, Tyler, fucking awesome. I always tell him about the shows. And he said to me how it came up was... he had like a, in his search engine, it said, I don't know. I don't know if he was he wasn't searching for me, but, he said he was something on YouTube and something, you know, the Jimmy James show or whatever popped up as a recommendation. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But, thank you, Tyler, for following me. And how that usually works is I'm thinking, yeah. It probably means because you follow me on Spotify, it connects the algorithm there. But Tyler, if you're hearing this, thank you, dude, if you're listening. If you haven't listened yet, and it's like months gone by, dude, and you're just hearing this now, I'm gonna fucking get you for it, dude. You know what I'm talking about. All right, man. Thank you. And also, this is like my biggest fans. I wish... I know there's some guys out there right now that I don't have their names. I'm supposed to give them a shout out. I'm just doing the TikTok. I don't have it up in front of me. Otherwise, I would lose this part. So I'll get to that next. I should have been last. All right. You're a top 10 podcast for 23 fans. Okay. You're a top 10. Podcast for 23 fans. All right, so what I did tell you guys, which this is pretty cool, I get like pretty much 19 to 30 listens right away, and I knew a figure between 20 and 30 of those people are like listeners, and I don't know if it's anybody I just mentioned. I'm assuming one or two, but thank you for whatever. You're a top 10 podcast for 23 fans. Thank you for those specific 23. I don't know who exactly that is, he said, but thank you very much. Honestly, means a lot. You're a top 5 podcast for 21 fans. Okay. Oh, that's getting better. Thank you for the 21 top 5. Drum roll, please. That's what it says. All right, and... you're the number one podcast for 8 fans. Aw. You got to remember, this is analytics only for one platform. This is not analytics for every platform, which if I had, it would be ridiculous. But thank you to those 8 fans. I don't know. You got to please message me. Please. Just message me and say, hey, I'm one of those 8 fans. I'm one of those 20 fans. And I can do just a shout out for you. And like I said, if I say it at the end of all my shows, email me, leave me a voicemail message. But please let me know if you like me to shout you out. Because if you don't say anything, I'm going to shout you out. But if you want me to shout you out and something particular that you do, just follow me on Spotify. That is it. That's all you have to do. You're hitting the buttons. All right, going on to the next. Top fans listen to your... to you... oh, okay, this is my top fans. All okay. Top fans listen to you over 10 times more than your other listeners. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I wish I was part of the fam, because I would, like, really bring that up. But that's actually pretty cool. So, my top 20-some-odd fans. Wow. I'm really humbled right now. This is way better than last year. Okay, 50% joined you for the first time this year. Wow. That's crazy. 50% joined me for the first time this year. And wow, think about it. May 2020 when I dropped that trailer. Holy crap. Thank you. Let's zoom out. What a year. Top 23 fans. Top 521. Top podcast for 8 fans. Top 10 for 23 fans. Top 5 for 21 fans. Top podcast for 8 fans. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Jimmy James Show A to Z. Thank you for... hate when it does that. Alright, thank you for sharing your podcast with the world. You are welcome. Speaking of sharing, we made something just for you. Okay? Oh, no shit. It's like a cover thing for the rap. Oh, wow. Alright, I'll put that as my thumbnail on my, oh, wow. There's so many top episode. This is a episode of the year. Top podcast for 8 fans. The Jimmy James Show. 1.3. Oh my God. 1,300 and something minutes created. Top country, United States. Plus 73% followers. 8 top fans. Which, honestly, that's. I wish it would be more than just 8 fan, like top 8, but I understand. And there's another one. It says, I'm just gonna download them all. Plus 11% listeners and plus 73% followers. It's just fucking amazing. It is. It's amazing. Then there's one that just says top podcast for 8 fans, 21 top 5, and 23 top 10. That's cool. Top episode of the year, Beatdowns versus Jimmy James. Wow and wow. So what I gotta do now? Oh, I could pick the colors too. All right. I'm going to. Did I just upload or download that? I have no idea. Oh, all right. I'm gonna download this real quick. And thank you to Spotify for Podcasters. If you're into creating something and you don't want to go in front of a camera, you just want to talk on the mic, maybe tell a story. Maybe you're a vet, like you have a story to tell, or you don't have anybody to talk to. Go to Spotify for Podcasters. Go anywhere and get the word out there. But if you're hearing this for the first time, maybe, hey, I want to become this, or you're like, I don't know if I want to do this. I mean, honestly, listen to the, and I'm not saying this to get any followers, I'm just being legit, with no joking. Go to the start of me. That was my first episode. I literally had no idea what I was doing. I hit the record and just did whatever. And then I gradually just got more confident. I mean, I did have some experience in talking in front of crowds and people, but never putting it out there for the world to hear some of my most, you know, intimate stuff. And I actually talked to a guy yesterday. Oh, man. I recorded it, the his show. He was a co-host. They don't do it anymore. He was an older gentleman, and they did it for a couple years. They were big on American culture. It was their YouTube channel. I don't remember, but he was Trent, I believe. He was like one of the main guys. And he had to stop his show because of, you know, his partner, and he had life problems. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But what I told him last night, it was so cold, but what I told him is that, hey, you know, you could try this. And, you know, we only talked for a couple minutes because it was freezing. He was waiting for his wife. And he goes, you know what? I might just do that. And that was pretty cool. So if he starts if he starts that, that would be awesome. Last thing I'm going to say, if I can do this and be a ridiculous fool and say things that are funny and are not funny, stupid, I do all this ridiculous stuff, say things that are off the wall, I just want to be the original me. I don't want to put on an act unless I'm trying to do it to be funny or act funny. This was an outlet for me personally. It was a long journey that I had to get through. Even when I didn't want to do a show, I did it because I felt like if I didn't, I was going to rip somebody's head off. That was born, you know, just a bad day, which was born just a bad day. And then Whose Line Is It was pretty cool. And then I thought, you know, Ramblings, the Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person, then led to the brand new Anger Management, which is a little bit different, but not really. It's all the same. I'm running really long here, so the last thing I'm going to say is, if you feel like you don't want your voice out there, there's other ways you can cover up your voice. And that's all I'm going to say. And you can stay anonymous. But please, if you have something out there that might help somebody, say something. Because this world, honestly, we have too many TVs and too many channels and nothing to watch, nothing to do. There is really high suicide rate, high this, high that, high this. The biggest thing that's happened in the last couple years, it was like the James Webb telescope was like a big thing for humanity. I mean, come on, guys. What more do I need to say other than take care of yourselves and one another? This is Jimmy James signing off on this bonus edition podcast wrapped 2023. Take care. Goodbye. That was fun. Same time next year. Take care. What's up, guys? This is Jimmy James. Just one more thing. If you listen to me on this, Spotify, Anchor, any platform you're on right now, you can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. Like I said, you could do it all. You can go on there, you can like me, you can hate me, you can dislike, approve, unapprove, whatever. Whatever you think I need to do to approve or to get your approval. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I care for. I just care for your approval. But for now, this is me just saying goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no. Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.